My thoughts are the seeds I plant in my garden. My thoughts are the seeds that I plant in my garden. What are the seeds that I plant in my garden? What are the thoughts that I plant in my mind in my garden? These are the most important things in the entire world. Whatever thoughts I have, whatever thoughts I think, whatever thoughts go through my mind, are the thoughts that I take as my seeds for my garden. And they are my life. They are who and what I am. They are the essence of everything that I am, the essence of everything that I can be, and the essence of everything that I will be. That's my thoughts. Now, I have the privilege of thinking any thoughts I want to think. I may think thoughts of happiness about myself and my world. I may think thoughts of sadness about myself and my world. I can think any kind of thoughts I want. And how silly that is. How silly that is when I know that I can think any thoughts that I want, and I do think any thoughts that I want, and for me to allow myself to think any thoughts that are not beneficial to me. To allow myself to think any thoughts that are not uplifting, that are not fantastic in every possible way. For me to allow myself to think any thoughts that are not going to help me to be the fullest, most beautiful, most fantastic person that I could possibly be. Now, would I like to be a fantastic person with surrounded by lots of friends, every moment busy with friends and busy with things that make me happy about life? Would I like that? Well, I do that first by having thoughts about it. I think about the type of friends I'd like to have. I think about the type of friends that I'd like to have in my garden of love, in my life, in my experience. And as I think about these friends, I put the seed in motion in my garden to have those friends. Now, if there are any people in my world who are not the type of people I'd like to have in my garden, who are not the type of people I'd like to have in my life, I just pull them out like weeds and throw them aside. Now, I don't tell them that they're bad or good or anything. I just will not allow weed seeds to grow in my garden. I will not allow seeds to be in my garden, which are contrary to what I believe for myself, to what I believe I am, to what I believe is good and beautiful and a joyous experience for me. Children are always playing with other children, and they're playing with children who are speaking different languages. They're playing with children who have different values. They're playing with children who have different attitudes about life. But every time any child comes into my child's life, they have the same values, they have the same language, they have the same attitudes that my child has. Because my child lives its attitudes, lives its values, lives who it is, without thinking that it's not doing something different from somebody else. It is just the way to do it. It is just a way to be nice. It is just a way to be loving, to be thoughtful, to be caring. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is to live. And so, if we have brought our children up to be loving, thoughtful, courteous, and kind, if we have brought ourselves up, yes, if we have brought ourselves up to be loving, thoughtful, courteous, and kind, then that's the way we're going to be. Now, it doesn't matter what company we're with. It doesn't matter what people we're with, because those people will be exactly like we are because we created those people in our world. We created those people in our life. We created those people in our experience because they are who we are. And they will reflect at all times what our values are. They'll come into our garden because they like the flowers they see there. They like the ideals they see there, the values that they see there. They like those things. And when anyone looks at our garden, when anyone looks at my garden, they'll see things in my garden that say, hey, I like that. Hey, those are beautiful tomatoes. Hey, those are beautiful carrots you're growing there. Hey, that's fantastic. You are a good gardener. And all the thoughts growing in my garden, all the thoughts in my world will be appreciated by everyone who comes into my life. Because they coming into my life will be a reflection of me, and in my life, they can only reflect what my life is. And so if I have values, if I love myself, I have good seeds, I have good thoughts, I have good ideas about who I am and what I am, and I am happy as can be. And that's all that makes up my life. That's all that makes up my world. That's all that makes up who I am. Being a fantastic, joyous, loving, thoughtful being. A fantastic, joyous, loving, thoughtful being. Yes, my thoughts are the seeds in my garden. My thoughts are the seeds that I plant in my garden, that I have in my garden, that I raise in my garden, that I nurture in my garden, that I encourage in my garden. Yes, and I am just as able to pull a weed thought out if that happens to be there. I'm just as able to throw, maybe I don't want to have so many flowers, and so I take out some of the flowers. They're not bad. It's just that I have only in my garden what I want. And maybe this season I'm going to plant vegetables in my garden instead of flowers, and I can do that. And I plant these vegetables in my garden, and my garden is filled with vegetables. They're my thoughts. They're the seeds that I grow in my garden and in my world, the same way. My world is an outpicturing of what kind of thoughts I have in my head, what kind of attitudes I have in my head. And if I go through difficult experiences in the world and I come through shining light, that because those are my thoughts, then that's who I am. And I will always be that way, and you will always be that way. You may have all sorts of challenges in your life, and those challenges may seem like they are tremendous and they are very, very unhappy. And yet, if you will treat them as just challenges, something that causes you to have to show forth what your values really are, if you treat them as something to let the world see where you stand, what are your attitudes toward life? What is it that makes life happy for you? What is it that you're going to be touched by? Because when we are touched by anything other than what truly we believe in, if we are touched by unhappiness, then unhappiness is our forte. If we are touched by goodness, then goodness is our forte. What is your forte? What is your modus operandi? What is your attitude toward life? What do you want out of life? What do you want out of your everyday experience? What do you want in your garden? What do you want in your garden? What do I want in my garden? I can assure you, in my garden, I want beautiful thoughts. I want beautiful ideals. I want beautiful values. I want beautiful dreams. I want beautiful goals. I want beautiful expressions of all that is good and glorious. And that's the thought that I plant in my garden. That's the thought that I plant. That's the seed that I plant in my world. And that's the experience that I have. And that's the only experience I have. And if any other experience comes along, I immediately pull it out like a weed thought and keep only seed thoughts of purity and goodness in my world. You and I can do that. It's our choice. And is that what you want to experience in life? Then go for it and watch it be revealed in everything you do. Know that every thought I think about you is a loving, gentle, kind, beautiful thought, because every thought I think about me is a loving, gentle, beautiful, kind thought. And know that these are the kind of thoughts in my garden, and these are the kind of thoughts I see in your garden. And I can only like you very much, and I enjoy your company very much. And I can only say to you, I love you. I love you. I love you.